Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, hello, everyone. Happy Thursday. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. And just to start off, you know, the intro that we've been using for a long time, I just want to say that the woman's voice, the woman who did it, is named Michelle. And today is Michelle's birthday. So I just want to send out a great big happy birthday hug to her because she is just such a tremendously sweet, dear person. And if anybody deserves a wonderful birthday, it's her. So, today's episode, we're going to be talking about one of my favorite sayings, which I created, and I know that's true because I've Googled it and nobody else has said it. It's fun till it isn't, and it sucks till it doesn't. And if anybody's offended by the word sucks, sorry. But that's how it goes. That's what happens with life sometimes. It's fun till it isn't, and it sucks till it doesn't. And see, the next part of that is, but don't worry, because even when it sucks, at some point it's going to be fun again. But don't get attached, because even when it's fun, at some point it's going to suck again. So when we look at that pendulum swing that is our lives, this constant back and forth, it's like moving back and forth on a spectrum. We go from our highs to lows, then back to highs, then back to lows again. And sometimes, now this is in my humble opinion, we fall into the illusion that we're stuck in one of those places. The truth is that we are constantly in motion. And something I explored and looked at. Now, these numbers are, you know, sort of base. There may be those that argue. So for those of you who are like true, you know, physics, astronomy geeks, you know, please do not call up and tell me I'm wrong because I know there's ranges. But basically, when the Earth is revolving, when it's spinning, we are actually moving at 1,041 miles an hour. That's the rate that the Earth revolves. Now, the Earth moving around the sun is at about 69,360 miles. Now, when we think about our sun or our solar system orbiting the galaxy of, you know, among the local planetary bodies, we're moving at over 43,000 miles per hour. And then we look at our solar system moving through the galaxy. We're, that whole thing is moving at 483,000 miles an hour. So, what do all those numbers mean? All those numbers mean that even when we think we're not getting anywhere, we're moving. We are in constant motion, but we don't feel it. And granted, when I was looking this up, stuff up and I was looking at the numbers, I actually started to get a little motion sick because, you know, you think and we're moving in different, you know, directions at the time. You know, we're spinning, we're moving around in a circle. I live here in the beautiful Bay Area and our main amusement park is Great America. Now, it's been Paramount's Great America. It's been different Great Americas. It started off as Marriott's Great America. And there was a ride that were these cages that, you know, were kind of hung from these arms, and the cages would go up, and then they would spin around in a circle. Well, the whole thing was spinning in a giant circle, and you were kind of going up and around at an angle. This was the ride that people got sick on more than any other ride. And the reason for this was because you're taking a person in all these different directions at the same time, and it was the longest ride in the park. So you're in it for quite a while. So we're in motion. We're constantly in motion. The place where we feel like we get stuck is the parts that aren't fun, the parts where we feel trapped. A statement that I heard, I went to a conference over this past weekend, and one of the statements was that a good habit is hard to initiate but easy to live with, and a bad habit was easy to initiate and hard to live with. So when we look at those things that we want to change or that maybe we feel we're stuck in either a habit or a life choice or, you know, just our circumstances, the trick is to realize that even though we feel stuck, we're actually moving. You're moving through it. Whenever bad things happen, there's a progression. You know, when we talk about the stages of grief, 5 stages of grief, you know, it starts off denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and then acceptance. So even in that process, we're moving forward now. Can you loop back around? Can you get all the way to the end and then loop back to the beginning? Yes. But you're still moving. You're not in the same place you were. So when we talk about this state of fun till it isn't and sucks till it doesn't, what that does is it kind of reminds me, because sometimes there are times in my life when that becomes my mantra. And those are usually the points when I feel like, oh my gosh, if I get hit with one more thing, I swear that it's going to get ugly. If, you know, one more door feels like it's closed, if one more loss comes in. And sometimes we experience a whole lot of loss all at once. And frankly, it sucks. Because, you know, there's all kinds of like, well, you know, the universe is telling you this, or, you know, you're going through this because of a past life resolution, or, you know, whatever. When you're in it, it's lousy. And it's temporary. Because we're constantly in forward motion. We're constantly, you know, we are on a little blue ball blowing through the universe. And we no more see our movement through those emotional hard spots than we can feel our movement on this planet. You know, maybe some people are really, really sensitive and can sense something. I've never known one. If you're one, you know, that's tremendously cool and tremendously rare. But for the most part, we don't notice it. We are into our lives. We're into what we need to do in order to make it from sunrise to sunset and then hopefully to the next sunrise. So when we look at those times in our lives that are just, you know, really weighing down on us, when it feels like we don't have a lot of options, we don't even have a lot of joy in our life, that's that phase where, you know, it just is what it is for as long as it needs to be. And then it gets fun. And sometimes we think about the lousy parts more than we think about the fun stuff. When people say, oh my gosh, I'm never happy. I know someone who flat out says, you know what, I am never happy. And it's like, wow, well, okay. You know, and then they'll bring up something and it's like, yeah, that was kind of cool. It's like, well, were you happy? Well, yeah, I guess. Well, then it's not that you're never happy. It's just you can't remember all the times that you are. And sometimes the fun parts are just sitting at home and being relaxed. Sometimes it's just, you know, taking a nice walk. Those aren't the moments that stick out in our minds. And we don't really realize them and how important they are until they're not there. It's sort of like breathing through your nose. And we do it every single day. We don't really notice it. We talk, we do our things. But let yourself get a cold and you're all stuffed up, breathing through your nose is the most exciting, important thing in your universe. And it's only when something isn't there that we're the most aware of it. We're the most aware of the significance it has in our lives. Sometimes it's when a person is in our lives and they're just kind of there and it's cool and it's fun. And then for some reason, then they're not in your life. And it really hits you. And you go, wow, this person, I had no idea how big of a piece of my life that they were until they weren't there. And that is a very important thing to realize, because then it becomes, okay, who else am I not noticing? And oh, by the way, we ourselves go on that list. Most of the time, it is a lot easier to appreciate every relationship that we have more than, you know, we deal with the relationship that we have with ourselves. We should be one of the most important people in our lives. And for most of us, we're not. For most of us, we get stuck in that it sucks till it doesn't, because we look at ourselves a lot harder than most other people look at us. You know, I have someone tremendously dear to me who passed, you know, very, very recently. And the one thing that I wished for that person more than anything else was that he could see himself through the eyes of those that loved him. But he couldn't. He saw himself in his mind, that saying was, I'm fun till I'm not, and I suck till I don't. Yet he thought he sucked all the time. And he was actually a really, really cool guy. And I'm really, really going to miss him. And to tell him that was always met with, no, I'm not really nice. I'm not really nice. It's like, yeah, you are. And that's important, because it always reminds me of those times when maybe I should see myself through someone else's eyes. I know that it's fun till it isn't, and it sucks till it doesn't, but sometimes I get caught up in my own judgment about, you know, well, yeah, it sucks, I suck, this whole thing sucks, the world sucks, you know, yes. Even I go there sometimes. I don't pitch a tent, but I do admit that I go there. It's not about whether or not we go there, because it's natural to go there. It's normal to go there. The question becomes, do you pitch a tent? Do you lay down some concrete? Do you build a deck? Do you make yourself at home there? Or do you just go there, realize that that's not where you need to be, and leave? It is really cool when, you know, we hit that transition point where it no longer sucks, and then we go into fun. And I always enjoy that. And even if it's just for a little bit, even if it's just, you know, being able to take a deep breath, and then things go, you know, to heck in a handbasket again. But it still gets fun. And really, for the most part, in our lives, we have as much fun as we have when we're not having fun. It's just the not having fun part sticks out more. It comes to the front of our minds. You know, and maybe we don't think of fun as the obvious fun. Sometimes it's just being able to, you know, maybe sit and play a video game, or sit and watch a movie that you're enjoying, or enjoy a good meal, whether it's by yourself or with somebody else. But just to have a moment where, you know, you go, you know what, I'm okay. Life's okay. Life's really cool. And we embrace it, and we enjoy it, and we appreciate it, but we don't cling to it. Because if you cling to it, the fact that inevitably it's going to suck again, it's, you know, that makes it harder. If you just go, oh, wow, you know, okay, this is fun, this is wonderful fun, Oh, wait a minute. I think I see some storm clouds. Okay, well, here we go, you know. Put on the waders and deal with it. You know, when you are able to find just those moments, and believe me, those moments add up. You know, it is sitting in the shade and just listening to water flowing and just having that moment where, you know, the money problems actually, you know, are okay. That little bit of, you know, that money that came out of nowhere that you didn't realize was there that just happens to be enough to help you get past whatever you're in. Yeah, that's cool. That's a ta-da moment. I mean, you know, for those of you who don't know ta-da, back, you know, in the early days of the magicians and, you know, when they'd be on the variety shows, whenever a trick came through and it went exactly perfect, they would hold up their hands and they'd go, ta-da! How many ta-da moments can you think of? How many ta-da moments? I mean, you're going through and taking the laundry out of the dryer and there is a $5 bill or a $10 bill or maybe even a $20 bill in a pocket that you didn't know was there. Ta-da! When it goes right, you know, you are going to some place and every single light is green when you hit it. Ta-da! When you're, you know, not wanting to go someplace or hang around somebody and you get that call saying, you know what, I can't make it. Ta-da! And that's an interesting one because, you know, it's all in the perspective. Let's say, you know, you wanted to go somewhere and you were really looking forward to it all week and you just wanted to be there and somebody calls up and says, you know what, I'm having car trouble and I can't make it. It is a lousy feeling. It's like, oh, man, you know, disappointed. You know, that sucks. You take the same scenario, but you didn't want to go. You're dreading it all week. It's like, oh, my God, I've got to go. I've got to do this. I really don't want to. And then you get a call. Oh, I'm sorry. My car broke down, and we can't go. That's ta-da. It's trying to suppress the giggle when it's like, oh, well, that's okay. You know, maybe next time. And you hang up, and it's like, oh, my God. Thank you, universe. So you got the exact same situation, but what was different was the perception of whether or not it was going to be fun to you or whether or not it was going to suck. So when you look at how you balance that out, how we all balance it out, because we're constantly moving along, that pendulum keeps swinging no matter what. And, you know, yes, we can always look for the good, but at some point it's going to reach a point where we have to realize, you know what, this sucks. Because when you are in that space of acceptance that a situation sucks, if there's something you can do about it to change it, go for it. Go forward. But what if there isn't? What if it just sucks? What if it's finding out that someone is dying? There is nothing you can do. You can be there for them. You can't change what's happening. You cannot make that any better because that's their process for them to go through. And sometimes if you get stuck in, you know, it's like, okay, there's got to be, you know, that good piece in here. There's got to be that. You have a tendency not to find the gift that the part that sucks gives. Because in truth, the parts that suck teach us a lot. We learn a lot from it. We grow a lot from it. We don't have to make something bad into something good. We just have to be able to find balance with it. I mean, if you can, if you can turn the lemons into lemonade, great. And if you can learn to love the lemons and accept that, you know what, the lemon's sour. I'm not crazy about that, but I can live with it. Because that's the nature of the lemon. It's supposed to be sour. The nature of things that are hard in our lives, they're supposed to be hard so we can learn from them. We can make it bearable by bringing acceptance into it, by accepting this sucks. And you know what? Sometimes when you're in that situation, it actually feels better just to say that. I've been, you know, I've worked with a lot of folks, and they're going through something like that, and, you know, they're going through something difficult, and they want to come from a spiritual perspective. They want to come, it's like, well, I want to come from my higher self and all of this, and I sit and I listen patiently. And, you know, they just kind of go through that, and they're holding it at bay. And I just, you know, look at them and go, you know what? This sucks. And I'm sorry you're going through it. And I've had people look at me and go, you know what? You're right. This sucks. And then they actually get into it. It's like, you know, they throw themselves into that. This is not fair. This is, I really hate that this is going on. Because we can't reach acceptance if we don't go through all that other stuff first. If we accept that, you know what, sometimes it's just bad. Sometimes, you know, when I was young, I had a friend who would say, you know, how, when people say it's like, oh, how's life treating you? And he'd go, like a baby treats a diaper sometimes. You know, sometimes we're the windshield and sometimes we're the fly that hits it. But either way, it passes. Accepting that a situation is not what you wish it to be is okay, because ultimately it's going to change. Change is constant. You know, when we're in a situation that is just really horrible and hard and doesn't work, there is going to be an end to it, because it's going to transform into something. And if it's as bad as it can get, then it's going to transform into something else. When people say, you know what, I'm as low as I can get, it's like, well, then, you know, the only place you have to go is up. If it's as bad as it's going to get, then you have nothing but up. Because it's got the pendulum, then you're at the far end of the pendulum and it's going to swing the other way. It's recognizing those points when that shift is beginning to happen, when the anxiety starts to go down, when we start to reach that place of going, okay, I accept that right now there's nothing I can do about this. You know, if there's truly nothing you can do about this, you just accept that it's fun till it isn't and it sucks till it doesn't, but that's okay, because even when it sucks, it's going to get fun again. And when it's fun, don't be too attached. Because you can enjoy the fun, but understand that at some point it's going to suck again. But then it's going to get fun, and then it's going to suck, and then it's going to get fun over and over and over again. And that's what life is. That's that cycle. That's that way that we manage. That's how we know we're moving forward, is as we go through each one of these and we survive it. Like, wow. That was lousy. I hope I don't go through that again. But now something really cool has happened. Or somebody has called me that I haven't seen in a long time that means so much to me. Or, you know, I went out and there was a carnival, and I went to the carnival. I saw a swing in a playground, and I went and I swung on it, and I felt better. It is okay not to always be in your loving space. Nobody can do it. To be there all the time. And the cool part is we can always get back to it, because it's all a part of that pendulum. And sometimes the main thing that gets me through is knowing that that pendulum is always swinging, and that no matter how much I'm hurting in any given moment, I know that at some point I'm not going to be, and it's going to be okay. You know, that's life. That's this journey. It's how we choose to be in that journey that determines what is fun and what isn't. That's our perspective. Have as many ta-da moments as you can get. You found a nickel on the pavement. Ta-da. You know, you caught a phone call that you thought you had missed it on the rings, but you caught it and it was someone you wanted to talk to. Ta-da. Somebody lets you in line ahead of them because you've only got one thing and they've got more. Ta-da. So enjoy it. Create ta-da moments because you can create them for somebody else too. Be gentle with yourself because that's the best way to ride through those parts that are less fun, is when we're gentle and we accept that the river just keeps flowing. And sometimes we hit rapids, and sometimes it's just gentle floating on an inner tube. But that's what teaches us. That's what helps us to grow. That's what helps us to move forward. And that's the coolest part. So remember, it's fun till it isn't, and it sucks till it doesn't. But that's okay, because we're spinning through the universe anyway. We're always in motion, and it's always forward. So, thank you for joining me. I hope everybody enjoyed last week when Kino was hanging out and managing things. I've got to, you know, hand it to her. She really did a great job stepping up. And if I can actually manage it at some point, I'm going to have Kino do a show, so you guys can actually hear what she sounds like. But up until then, you know, we're both here every Thursday at 2 o'clock. Well, unless I'm off somewhere else. But one of us will be here, and we'll be having fun. So I wish everyone a wonderful day and a wonderful week. If you have any questions about me, or, you know, would like to send a note out to me, if you want to have a consultation with me, you can find out how to reach me at my website, www.the-healing-house.com. And that will talk about my office here in beautiful San Jose, California. And it also talks about different events, and there'll be links showing the different websites that we have. We're also on meetup.com, and you can look us up under Healing House Events, and you can also look up my events on the Druids Grove, and that's, both of them are through meetup.com. So you can find out if you are in the area. Would love to hear from you. And we will be announcing some events coming up, including speaking engagements. So, you know, we look forward to that. And I am located here in San Jose at a place called the Center for Creative Living. And one of the things that I do have coming up that I'm very excited about is I'm going to be giving one of the sermons here. And that is going to be on Sunday, the 23rd, and the address here is 1460 Cole Circle, and that is in San Jose, California, 95112. And I'm going to be talking about empathy and managing empathy and how to put it on a dimmer switch. So maybe I'll do that for one of the shows too. So anyway, I wish you all, you know, as I said, a wonderful week. And many, many, many ta-da moments. And may the fun be wonderful, and may the parts that suck be short, and may they teach you something, because that's the gift that comes on the other side of it. Definitely don't want to repeat the lesson. So This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. Take care and blessings.